It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey folks, thanks so much for tuning back in. Boy, this is a segment that I probably need to review every single day, because I am certainly subject to being, I'll just say it in the layperson's term, adrenally challenged or adrenally fatigued. When I talk about this in my office, I always say there's a dysregulation, and that's usually between the hypothalamus and the pituitary. Those are big, big hormone sort of president CEO centers in our brain and the connection to the rest of our body. But part of our endocrine system, the our hormone system is the adrenals, and it's a huge part, the hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal axis, we say. And you can feel, if you are adrenally dysregulated, let's say, completely fatigued, and if you're in another stage of this entire situation, you can feel fatigued and tired, but also wired. But to help me kind of pull through this and also give great tips about how you can live in our modern day and have everything you want, but also avoid the pitfalls of getting adrenally fatigued, is my dear, lovely friend. She's a medical intern and student for the summer, and a coach, a great coach. It's Sarah Corey. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Holly. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Okay, so I know personally you know a lot about this subject. Professionally, you do,
I
too.
Do.
Why don't you dig right in, and we'll kind of go back and forth.
Okay, great. Yeah, as you mentioned, professionally, I know a lot about this. I was definitely one of the corporate stressed out, adrenally fatigued, perfect picture of that in my previous life. And I think, you know, we hear, I'm so stressed, I'm so busy, so often, and I feel like it's almost become this badge that we wear of I'm successful, I'm doing everything right because I'm so stressed out. And I know for me that was so true, and, you know, I was working all day, tired, coming home, and then getting myself back into bed to sit on my computer and work more, and then wondering why I wasn't sleeping. I was gaining weight. I was always tired. You know, my digestion was bad. All of these things started happening, and I just attributed to that as, oh, I'm just busy, and this is normal. This is normal what happened.
And so it's amazing what people, it truly is amazing what people actually start to, I call them the walking wounded. They start to accommodate to, I mean, and their bodies, I guess, their bodies are doing exactly what the bodies, I think, are meant to do, which is our bodies will do everything to try to keep us alive.
Right.
It will do everything to try to keep us in survival. But that's the problem. We are not thriving. We are not a nation of people that are waking up, greeting the day, can't even believe we're alive, so happy about it, can't wait to get out there, and we're thriving in everything we do, and we've got extra time to give back and contribute. No. We are mostly a nation in surviving.
Yes. Yeah, and I like your point of we're not able to give back and do all of these things, and I think what we don't realize is that feeling that we feel of, I'm so tired, I just can't even imagine doing more than my daily tasks. That's a place where, you know, we don't want to live in that space. I know for me personally, I didn't feel great living in the space of, I'm so tired, I can barely get my work done. At the end of the day, I just want to crash on the couch. That's not an optimal way of life. And I think what we need to realize is that we don't have to stay in this place of, I'm so stressed, I'm so busy, and I can't even enjoy my life. And I think we need to recognize that there is a physiological process going on in the body, and there is this, as you mentioned in your opening, this adrenal fatigue. And I think we hear that adrenal fatigue. It's kind of like a buzzword, like we talked about with gluten last week. And a lot of people don't even know, what are your adrenals and what does that mean?
Right.
So I think it's to just, you know, we should just know your adrenals, just for everybody's understanding, are two small triangle-shaped glands. They sit on top of your kidney, and they're what's getting, you know, your brain is sending the signal down to your adrenals. We're stressed. Let's handle this, and shooting out some hormones, most notably cortisol and adrenaline. And when those are coming out, that's what's giving you that, you know, your heart is racing, you're supercharged, ready to go, ready to fight the bear, if you will. And I think, you know, remembering that our body still responds, the same way whether we are literally running from a bear or we're just really stressed because we're stuck in traffic and we have a meeting to get to. And we need to institute some ways to rest from that process so that we're not always in this crazy adrenal shooting out cortisol, adrenaline, running from the bear state.
Well, you know, and I've said many times about everything. It's all about a balance. When you think about, you know, I always say, hey, there's not good or bad cholesterol. I mean, LDL does a tremendous amount in our body. There's a balance of it and a ratio that's appropriate. Same thing with fats. There's not good or bad fats. Omega-3s, omega-6s, they all have their place. And guess what? Stress is really good. Stress keeps us in line. Stress will get us out of a way of a moving vehicle if it's coming towards us. Stress probably pulls our relationships together and keeps the commitment that we make within them. I say stress, yes, but de-stress, yes. It's the balance of the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. That's where we rest, relax, and repair. And I've seen over and over again, Sarah, that folks get into this sympathetic, what I call a sympathetic do loop, where it's just nonstop fight or flight. Yes. Either they're fighting the bear, they're running from the bear, and that's part of the problem in and of itself. There is no bear. There's a checkbook. There's a relationship.
Right.
There's an unresolved emotional issue. There is something that keeps driving that process. And boy, oh boy. And we've got to get people, in my opinion, the key is not quantity, but quality of parasympathetic behavior. Get more of, hey, where do you unburden? Where can you actually, like for me, I always tell people, anytime that I can see wildlife, and so, I mean, I'm a big animal lover. I've got as many domestic animals as I can handle right now. But even here in Los Angeles, seeing a bird on the wire or seeing a chipmunk or not a chipmunk, what do they call it? Squirrels. It's almost like a trigger for me to really take a deep breath and put everything in perspective.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that's one of the things that really I instituted in my life that helped me to start pulling out of this. And I think it's really important for people to do exactly what you're saying, is identify places in your life that bring you to a rest state or bring you to that feeling, that calm, that inner feeling that we all have where it's like your body takes a sigh of relief. And I think we don't get there. We don't know what that is for us. And it's so important that we're able to take those moments to repair, you know, literally allow our bodies to come out of this crazed sympathetic space, start to rest, repair, and be able to, you know, respond more appropriately to the stress that's coming in. So whether that's meditation or exercise or, you know, your dog, whatever that is, I think it's important for people to bring that into their world consciously, to make that an everyday thing, whatever it is, and to do it every night, every morning, whenever you can bring that in to start to bring your body into
I think it's one of the most important pieces. It's, first of all, it's inexpensive as far as a healthcare remedy. And I always say, especially with this issue, it's a consistency over intensity. It definitely would be, you know, I have a guy that is a patient of mine that he works on the East Coast, but he lives on the West Coast. By the time he opens his gadgets and such, he's got three hours of emails that have already accumulated, and he would wake up and shoot out of bed like a cannon, and every single thing that he would do from that time on was at that intensity. And so we instituted something called a power pause. So he actually took control over his day. He took control over his breathing. He took control over his autonomic nervous system and decided, you know what, we're going to breathe through this. We're going to remember who you are, what's important to you. Work is just work, and you don't need to shoot out, you know, of the bed like a cannon and get on this stuff. And so the power pause is, but it wasn't a lot of time. It was the consistency. So 30 seconds, Sarah. Thank you so much for being here. You always bring great segments, great knowledge. Looking forward to next week with you. Here it is, folks. Stress, yes, but guess what? De-stress, too. That's the biggest thing. I'm Dr. Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine on Radio MD. I have Sarah Cora with me every week. We'll talk to you soon. Stay tuned.